This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, that the last 10 days of Ramadan have commenced and they have begun. And this is a huge blessing and a favor and a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon each and every single one of us that is living to witness these last 10 days of Ramadan. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the greatest investment that a person can do for his life. And I want to draw your attention to an example. In 2009, the beginning of 2009, when cryptocurrency was introduced to this world and the Bitcoin was introduced, at the very beginning, it had no value. Literally, one Bitcoin was $0. It was just a few cents. And subhanAllah, not many invested in it because it seemed to have no future. If people in 2009 knew that now in 2022, that one Bitcoin would equal to $40,000, in 2009, the entire world would have rushed to buy coins and invested in it. Why? Because the returns, they would have known it would have been guaranteed 100%. You see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and I'm not speaking about the Bitcoin. I'm speaking to you about Laylatul Qadr. And a few hours that you invest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that the returns on the Day of Judgment would be khayrun min alfi shahr. It would be better than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1,000 months plus. Don't catch yourself on the Day of Judgment in a moment where you would regret wasting time in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the worship during this month, just a few hours in where you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would equal to better than 1,000 months worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, while these 1,000 months had no Laylatul Qadr in them. Allahu Akbar. Wal ulama rahimahumullah, they say, yani, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innamal a'malu bil khawateem, that the deeds a person does, they are judged by their endings. That's how they're judged. So the ulama, rahimahumullah, based on this hadith, they said that the one who perfects the last 10 nights of Ramadan and he had wasted the first 20 is better than the one who perfected the first 20 and wasted the last 10. Because this is where the main focus of Ramadan is. It's the last 10 nights, Laylatul Qadr. So what are we supposed to be doing in this month? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or what are we supposed to be doing in the last 10 nights? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That the one who stands in prayer during Laylatul Qadr out of Iman, out of faith, he believes that there is such a thing, Laylatul Qadr. Allah spoke about it in the Quran. And ihtisaban, seeking his reward from Allah. He wants acceptance from Allah, appreciation from Allah. He wants Allah's pleasure. He's not looking for the people's acceptance and happiness concerning him. Whoever does this and stands the night of Laylatul Qadr in worship, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his entire history of sins. This is the grand prize that you're going to receive in Laylatul Qadr. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, do not waste your time. Now we are sitting in the Prophet's Masjid in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prayers and blessings be upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every single prayer, tens and tens of people are dying in a city that there is only about perhaps 1, 2 million, 3 million people. Imagine then the number of Muslims around the world and how many are dying every single salat. And still Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the opportunity to live these moments and these hours and these days and these nights of Ramadan. So make the most of them. The best thing you can be doing in these last 10 nights is as-salat. As-salat is the best thing. Why? Because this is a complete package. There is prayer in it. There is Quran. There is dhikr. There is dua. Right? There is humility in it. There is standing for Allah Azza wa Jal. There is facing the Qibla. There's so many deeds in As-Salat. And the one who reads Quran in As-Salat is much better than the one who reads Quran outside of Salat. So the idea is Salat. Yani At-Tarawih with an Imam. التهجد with an imam, especially Salat al-Isha and Salat al-Fajr in congregation. The one who prays them earns the reward of praying the entire night. And then do something from all the good deeds that you know. Read Quran, make dua, istighfar, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, send Salat ala Rasulillah, give a donation. Be good, show goodness and kindness to your friends, to your family, a husband to the wife, wife to the husband, to your children. All of this is from the good deeds and hope from Allah Azza wa Jal reward if Allah Azza wa Jal accepted your Laylatul Qadr. That's only a few hours you invest, and Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment gives you a lifetime of reward. 1,000 months, yani approximately 83 years. Who among us is going to live 83 years? If you are to take advantage of every Laylatul Qadr you lived, take advantage of the last 10 nights of Ramadan for every year you live, you're going to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with huge reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to worship Him. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Innahu waliyu thalika wal qadiru alayh. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.